Welcome to your five for the day. Perhaps no celebrity has been as open and as consistently candid for decades about the role of God in his life as David Bowie was. Often we conceal our deepest worries and inner thoughts about spiritual matters, but David Bowie has left behind him a trail of spiritual musings over the decades of his career. This insatiable thirst and persistent quest for a spiritual connection above and beyond ourselves is evidence that we humans were created with a capacity to relate to God. This spiritual dimension of our lives is one of the distinguishing features of the human family. Not everyone has followed David Bowie's career, but during his lifetime, it is estimated he sold 140 million albums around the world. He was the recipient of many awards, and in 1996, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was not only a musician and recording artist, he did his share of acting. Fame and fortune can neither fill the inner void of human beings or prolong the inevitable reality of living, which is death. For the most part, it seems David Bowie fought his battle with cancer privately. On the 10th of January 2016 in Manhattan, New York, Bowie succumbed to liver cancer. Just after he recorded his album entitled Reality, a reporter asked him questions of a spiritual nature, to which he replied, "Questioning my spiritual life has always been relevant to what I was writing. Always. It's because I'm not quite an atheist, and it worries me. There's that little bit that holds on. Well, I'm almost an atheist. Give me a couple of months." In the same interview, he talked about the little cliches about life that we've all heard. He said, "That's the shock. All cliches are true. The years really do speed by. Life really is as short as they tell you it is. And there really is a God. So do I buy that one? If all the other cliches are true." Those familiar with his various compositions have noticed repeated biblical themes throughout his works. When his friend Freddie Mercury died, he recited the Lord's Prayer and told reporters, "I have an undying belief in God's existence. For me, it is unquestionable." Bowie's final single alludes to Lazarus, the Bible character who died, and Jesus raised him from the dead 4 days later. David Bowie's family, friends and fans are left to mourn his loss. His fans will treasure their albums. Bowie is now a memory in time, but he himself has entered into God's never-ending eternity. Like David Bowie, are you unable to escape thinking about God and the afterlife? Is it constantly there with you, no matter how you try to suppress it, ignore it, or minimize its importance? Is it one of those persistent and nagging worries that eats away inside you, an uncertainty that just will not leave you alone? Are you going to take your chances on it? Or would you like to have it settled and be at peace? Would you like to be able to face the future with absolute confidence and rock-solid optimism about your afterlife? Better still, turn to the Bible and ask God to speak to your heart. Tell him you want this thing settled. Tell him you are afraid of the future. Tell him you are vulnerable. Tell him you have sinned. Tell him you want to be right with him and in good standing. Yes, ask him to save you. On a personal note, I recommend Jesus Christ to you. I discovered he died on the cross for my sins, and I personally embraced him as my Saviour, and for 50-plus years I've been contented, satisfied, at peace, and sure of heaven. There's no better way to live, and as you can imagine, no better way to die.